Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate. A podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the KP Podcast. We're coming to you here from the Forum. I'm Pete, sitting here with Keith, and it's cold today, man, from, you know, outside. I was going to say it's a nice day. I'm looking at it, and it is sunny, guys, if you're not here in Arizona, but it's cold for us.
It is. It's a solid 40 degrees. It cooled down. It's getting cold out there. It's almost freezing.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners in Wisconsin appreciate your sentiment right now. Trying to make them feel better.
It warms up to 6 there this last weekend.
6?
Yeah, 6.
That's nice. That's real nice. That's real, real nice, Keith.
Well, you saw the Buffalo game. There was like 3 feet of snow, so it happens.
So we are very fortunate to live here in Arizona in the winter. I always said this is our prime time, guys, and this kind of gets to our topic today. But this is our prime time, man. This is like we got the Super Bowl coming in a couple weeks. We got Barrett Jackson here this week. Phoenix Open.
Oh, yeah.
Arabian Horse Show. All leading into spring training. Like this is our time to shine.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 every day. Yeah, there's golf courses are going to be perfect. Oh, it's amazing.
It's beautiful. So all that to say, we live in this beautiful state in Arizona where we're fortunate and a lot of people are moving here. And so we've got a very dynamic real estate market, I would say, right? We always got a lot going on. We're always near the top of the list for investors, for people moving to our market. And so that always causes a lot of fluctuations in our market, man. We're definitely one of those cyclical markets, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
We see a lot of movement up, down, all around. And what we're going to talk about today is what we're seeing as kind of the new standard, the new paradigm, if you will, for what the real estate market is in Phoenix, which is way different than what everybody's been saying. Historically, they're looking at, hey, this is a balanced market. Here's your days on market. You know, here's, whatever the supply number is, all that stuff. I think that's all changing, especially how fast things move.
Yeah. So for a while there, I feel like we had a little bit of that like speed to information concept starting to happen. And when I first started in real estate, which according to you was like half a year ago, you know, compared to you
last week.
No, but it was, so I started about 7 years ago. Okay.
So last week.
And, but even in 7 years, the drastic difference in our market model is been crazy. And so speed to information 7 years ago, even was distinctively different. Mm-hmm. And we're on an exponential curve of how quick information can get to the consumer. 7 years ago, you couldn't enter a property without an agent. You can now.
You can.
Yep. 7 years ago, you didn't get an instant cash offer on your house. It had to come from a random guy on a sign on the side of the road that you called. You're like, I got an ugly house. I need to call it. You never used to do that. And now with creative financing and a lot of the stuff that's out here, and it's popular, and social media has changed real estate because now the agents are getting stuff and investors are getting stuff and clients are seeing stuff that they never normally would have seen.
Yep.
And now our market's different.
It is. And so I want to touch on that for a moment before we go on there, because you hit the nail on the head. We talk about it all the time. Think about, like we always say, this market keeps changing.
Yeah.
And so fundamentals are always there, but you know, what worked 10, 20 years ago is not what works today. The buyers today are much more informed. Like, this is what we talk about with agents all the time. It's like, guys, they have all the information. Like you said, they can even get access to a lot of houses now. 30 years ago, think about that. They didn't even have online systems 30, 40 years ago. You had to go meet with an agent who would bust open a book to show you, hey, here's the new listings that we've got in this paper book. And then they would have to go and tell you around. So needless to say, that was much slower. So you know, you go on, like you said, now everybody's got access to the internet. Anybody could pull up the information on any house. You could drive around, figure out what houses are for sale in this neighborhood, what's available now, how much are they, what's the details. You could never do that. And so today's buyers and sellers have more of that information. Yep. And so it does change the market. It also changes how we work as agents. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I think a lot of people got wrong is they go, oh, well, if that happens, people won't use agents. They don't need agents. And we've actually seen the exact opposite. I point it out all the time. People use more agents at a higher percentage today than they ever have before. We have a lower percentage of for sale by owners today than we ever have before. The millennial buyers who, well, now, Keith, you guys as millennials are actually getting a little older. You know what I mean? You got the Gen Zs in there.
I got 30 coming up. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, God. All right. Make me feel old. But you used to hear this thing. Millennials are they just want to buy it on their phone. They're not going to use an agent. Millennials use agents higher than any other generation ever has.
Well, that's because, in all fairness, millennials they're not very intelligent at times, if I'm being honest with myself.
Actually, I would argue that they are very intelligent because
in certain things.
They've got the info and they're much more educated.
Maybe it's the laziness factor.
Yeah, well, I think it's
like they don't want to do things themselves, so they're paying for the convenience of an agent.
I would say it's you know, this is a complicated transaction, or it can be, and you want somebody looking out for your best interest and helping you. And so what we've always seen as we talk about is, you know, they're coming to an agent much later in the process. They already know where they want to be. They already might have a good idea of what their prequal and their price points are. Like, they've got a lot more info than other people did, and now they need the agent to get them across that finish line.
Have you ever met a for sale by owner under the age of 40?
Honestly, off the top of my head, no.
I was just thinking about
that's
that.
That's a good point.
I've never met a for sale by owner under the age of 40. So my question is,
not saying they don't exist, but no. Yeah, that's a good point. I cannot think of one.
They're not going to do that.
I can't think of one.
So millennials aren't selling their house. Like, and granted, there's a lot more people that own houses over the age of 40, right? Than below that. However, I'm saying I can't think of one.
Yeah.
I've never met one. Like, give me one. If you're out there and you're under the age of 40, okay, and you're listening to this podcast and you're selling for sale by owner, I'd love to have a conversation with you and I can help you sell your house. Like, at the end of the day, like, don't make me have that be the variable. But at the end of the day, like, think about it, right? Like, millennials, this new generation of people, they realize they got too much stuff going on. And I think that's the difference. The older generation lived a simpler life.
Stuff was slower.
But they didn't have as much involved in their life. Right now, do you know how many advertisements you're going to see every single day? How many things you're being sold? How many items you're getting, like, you're involved with? How many leagues you're in? How many conversations you're in? This life we're in now is just more. It's a lot more. And so the difference is, past generations, they didn't have as much. So they're like, I'll fix the toilet on my own. I'll do the gardening in the backyard. I'll mow my lawn. I'll do these things, because there was less going on to where they could mentally make the argument like, I'll save the money and I'll just do it myself.
Or are you just giving excuses for millennials being lazy because you guys don't want to mow the lawn?
Well, is it lazy or is it delegation?
Well, I guess it depends, but I do see a lot of lazy out there.
I do too. Like, okay. But is it lazy delegation? Like, I guess at the end of the day, the concept that we're talking about is, nonetheless, things have to be done quickly. They have to be done conveniently now. And information has to be instantaneous.
And you have so many more options and choices that you never had before, which kind of gets to the heart of the matter that we're talking about here. What do we mean when we say there's a new standard and a new paradigm? So this goes into what we're talking about here. Historically, when we look, we used to say, okay, we would start to see these shifts in markets, and guys, you know, you would hear the old analogies of, hey, it's like a big tanker. It takes a long time to turn this ship around, you know, meaning the real estate market doesn't move on a dime compared to, for example, the stock market, which could, you know, drop 1,000 points in a day.
Yep.
Like, that moves quick. You know, everybody's on there. Real estate market historically has moved very slow. It takes months, you know, traditionally 5-6 months for things to kind of turn around and go, okay, well, we're going from a buyer's market slowly maybe to a seller's market. That could take 6 months to a year. You know, we're going from, you know, oversupply to a little undersupply or whatever. And those used to take long periods of time. We're now in an environment where everything is moving faster, and what we're saying is that includes real estate. And so the historical norm of 5 to 6 months to see these changes play out in the market, those days are gone.
Like, minimum. Yeah. 5 to 6 months minimum to see those changes.
Yep.
We literally could see an 08 crash, and then the next 6 months, we're in an appreciating market. Like, what? How do you go from that extreme of a buyer's market to this extreme of a seller's market in a matter of like 3 to 6 months?
Yeah. And people can look at it and say, oh, well, we had COVID and that was an exception. But it was happening a little bit before that. And all through that and afterwards, it's accelerated. And you can see as a perfect another, yet just another example here at the beginning of the year where we saw inventory going up tremendously into the end of the year. You know, we went from an all-time low in February. Think about this, Keith. We've said it how many times? We had an all-time low in February of 2022 of just over 4,000 active properties. And we got to over 20,000 in December. So in an 8-month period or 10-month period, that went up quadrupled.
And that's not even from an increase in supply.
Or fivefold. Yeah.
That was just from a decrease in demand. So imagine if you had both of those on the same factor, right? Like imagine if supply increased and demand decreased. We might have hit 30,000 houses.
And so the point, guys, is we've never seen moves that quick before. And this was not, again, a one-off thing. We keep seeing them go quicker and quicker and quicker. And so we saw the same thing with rates. Now, that was a little bit different with the Fed, with it being super aggressive. But it goes to where we are in the world today with these faster moves. We saw, you know, we dipped into a recession there and COVID popped right back out of that thing. We saw the rates jump up again now at the beginning of the year. Look at how quickly we're seeing them move down again.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing.
Market doesn't want it.
And guys, what we're seeing and what our point is getting to is there's a shift in society that's been happening for a long time and has finally come to that head of, listen, everybody is much more in tune now. Everybody is much more informed. You have instantaneous access to all of this information. It's not like it used to be where people didn't get the memo. And we used to joke about, hey, by the time, you know, the media figures it out, that's what was happening 6 months ago. People find out stuff the same day. Twitter's breaking news live. You know what I mean? Like as we're going, people are very much on top of what's happening in the world, in the economy. And to our point, the real estate market, they're seeing things. And so those things are now able to shift a lot quicker than they ever were.
So let's take that into effect then. Let's chat about it. We want to reanalyze where this market's at.
Yep.
Okay. What we used to say was a normal buyer's market was 6 months supply. And what we mean by that is that it would take, and this was the teetering point. Like if it was above 6 months of supply, then that means that it would be in an extreme buyer's market. Like we're in a buyer's market. So that means that you would list your house and it wouldn't sell for 6 months. If it took 6 months or longer for the average house.
About days on market or supply right now?
Yeah. I'm sorry. If no other houses came to market,
it would take 6 months.
It would take 6 months for every house to sell.
Yeah.
Okay. And that makes sense. Like some of the older houses are going to have to drop in price and the market moves slowly, but it would take 6 months. And that was with standard inventory of what we were looking at, right? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, this is kind of what we're talking about is I think that's moved to half that minimum. I think our standard market where buyer market starts to make a swing is about 3 months.
Yeah, I would say three to four months because this is still new, you know, over the last several years, certainly, but we've been moving that way. But yeah, I don't think, you know, like you said, historically they're saying 6 months, you know, 30,000 homes or so is that's a balanced market, 25 to 30,000, 5 to 6 months balance. And I agree with you. I think now we're looking at 3 to 4 months, 3 to 4 months supply. So what are we talking about now? We're back down to, you know, 20,000 homes, 16 to 20,000 might be more of that balanced market. And we're seeing things move, you know, again, like we're saying in 2 to 3 months, things are shifting because everybody's aware. And so think about that fundamentally. Why would that make sense? We have a lot more people here, Keith.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't a balanced market actually be a higher number? That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? If it's like, hey, if we've added 2 million people in the last decade or whatever it is, how could you guys possibly be saying that a balanced market is actually a lower supply? Well, the reason is everything we just talked to up to this point.
It all moves quicker.
Because it all moves quicker. Everybody now is instantly aware of everything that's available.
A new listing, you get an alert on your phone and you'll know about it instantly.
Yeah. So we're able now, people are able to get what they want quicker, much quicker. They're able to match themselves up with the right properties, know everything about the areas, and they're able to move a lot faster. Part of the reason we needed 30,000 homes or 6 months supply was because you had to kind of sift through that, figure out what I can afford, figure out where I want to be, what's available. And that all took time. Today, that all can happen in a day. You can figure everything out and be out there looking at the five houses you want to buy within 24 hours.
Yeah, and on top of it, so escrow is also moving up quicker.
Yeah.
Now the expectation is if you can't close in 30 days, you're not a very good, you know,
right.
company something's or wrong. Like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like 45, you know, 40, might take 60.
45 to 60 days was not uncommon.
That was a pretty normal close of escrow. Yeah. So that alone moves it. Think about it, that's an entire month of actual contract change. That's cutting it in half.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? I'm going to give yourself a little bold prediction right now.
Oh, here Kay? We go.
If our new standard's 3 to 4 months,
mm-hmm.
I give it less than 5 years, and our new standard might be a month and a half.
I mean.
Might be 2 months.
That's going to be awful.
Hear me bold. Out.
If you get yeah. that low, then.
Hear me I out. Mean, and here's why. I'm going to give you a reason why. That same concept of that contract period is going to change. If we go to a blockchain channel that you've talked about,
yep.
if we go to an automated buying the house off a cart off of Amazon in the next mm-hmm. 5 to 10 years,
yep.
if you can move into your house within a week and you can try it out for 30 days, like we've talked about crazy stuff to this market, why wouldn't supply in a buyer's market swing to 2 months, 2.5 months, maybe less?
It could. And as you're saying that, as I'm thinking through this, I think, you know, to be clear, what would happen then is the number would change. So when we're
Correct.
Talking about what's a month of supply, as we continue to get bigger, that number would get bigger, but the actual months would shrink.
The turnkey, like the average days on market would shift massively yeah. down. Pricing would be extremely dynamic.
It would, yeah. But I guess to clarify for everybody out there, right now we're saying, hey, if in today's volume, okay, 2 months supply might be 10 to 12,000 homes. And what I'm saying is maybe in 5 years, you know, 2 months supply is 15,000 homes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
so it's, even though the month of supply is coming down, the number because of the amount yeah. of people
and
that
then
are
you
here
can move, you can swing that much faster. So
yeah.
I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm just saying like, this is just the beginning of a change in our market
yeah.
index. Like
yeah.
we're seeing them minimize and shrink all timelines involved in the entire transaction.
And I think a big key, you know, and something we haven't talked about for a little while is that blockchain. Because even though we see all these issues with crypto out there, we've talked about most of those
yeah.
crypto are going to go away. Like
yep.
like we've said, it's like the beginning of the internet. The technology is here to stay. Blockchain technology is here. That's not going anywhere. Just because 99% of those crypto coins disappear, that blockchain technology will stay. And what's going to happen, like you said, is it's already moving to where we're seeing real estate transactions. That's not happening in the future. It's happening now. And so we're seeing those happen. It's just going to become more commonplace.
Yep.
And you're absolutely right. Once that happens, everything just moves that much quicker. And so we're definitely going to continue to see a bigger portion of real estate transactions take place on the blockchain, which is going to continue to lead to that. And so yeah, I think our real estate market, guys, it's just an extension of everything else we see in a world, which is just much faster pace, much more information, much more options, much more of everything
yeah.
and faster. It's all the time. It's more and it's faster.
So cut those numbers down in half. When it comes to timeline and play in our market, I would say cut them all in half.
Yeah.
And that might be the new standard almost across the board. I really do think so.
And so let's talk about what the important takeaway, guys. So if you guys are agents or if you guys are buyers or sellers, this is stuff you have to take into account, because the way you were looking at things before has to fundamentally change.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that's going away. Our point here is this is a permanent change. The amount of time, the amount of supply now has to be understood to be much smaller than they were before. And so what does that mean? You have to be more dynamic as an agent, as a seller, to understand where's my market
yep.
now, where is it going, and how much time do I have? So, you know, before you could afford to maybe wait a little while as a seller. Now, if you're thinking about it and you wait 30 to 45 days,
you're
you could have missed
behind.
The window.
Yep.
You could have you could
price adjustments have to happen quicker. Expectations of selling have to be quicker.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to present things to your clients twice as fast as you used to.
Yeah.
You know, where we used to talk about it, and it might be something that we have to address as well. We used to talk about, you know, you need to have a weekly call with your clients
mm-hmm.
about price adjustments, right? Like, hey, how did we do for inventory this last week? How did things going? You might need to have it Thursday and Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not ready to go there yet.
But what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, you might have to have a couple conversations a week. Like, what was our, and actually the expectation's not weekly anymore. Now the clients are expecting a feedback after every showing quickly and effectively.
Yep,
like it's not, it used to be, hey, how many showings did we get? Mm-hmm. What did it look like? Tell me how the feedback was. Yep. Now you have notifications on your phone giving them feedback instantaneously.
Everybody's seeing it all instantly. And you've got all the back end stuff to go, hey, how many people are like in my house? Where are they seeing it? How many people clicked on it? Did they send it to their friends? So this is, that's just another example we're talking about. Think about all the stuff you can see. You can see everything they're looking at. You can see what other houses they're looking at. Like, we never used to have this kind of info. Now we've got all this back end data that shows us not only what ours is doing, but what our competitors are doing.
So if anything, that's another piece of why for sell by owners and some of these other things are going to suffer, because they can't get that info out to everyone instantaneously like some of the other channels can. So consider that. Like, there's a lot of stuff changing. The whole point of this is to bring you guys to light. Our market standard is now different.
Yep.
This is the new permanent spot. Cut everything in half, especially timelines. Okay. 3-ish to 4-ish, maybe 3.5 months is our now teetering point of a buyer to seller market supply chain.
Yep. Absolutely, guys. And I think it's going to take a little while for a lot of agents to catch up to this. So be ahead of the curve. And that's what we try to do with this stuff, is we're always trying to look at, hey, where are we going? What's coming up? You know, we learn from where we've been, but we have to keep evolving and keep up with what's going on. This is not a static industry, guys. This keeps changing and keeps evolving. And this is a big one now where, you know, we teased it last week and we're talking about it this week, but this is where we are now, man. And I think this is permanent now.
So awesome, guys. Appreciate everybody tuning in this week. Again, reach out with any questions you have at questions@kpeliteaz.com. And if you're on YouTube, please like or leave a comment for us. We really appreciate your guys' support, and we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
See you guys.